he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me. He'll deliver you, yeah. Just like he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. Yeah, just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me. He'll deliver you. Just like he did in the days of old.
Just like he did.
Just like he did in the days of old.
Morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
So when I say that, when you get ready to do something, there are six questions that you need to answer. Praise God. First of all, will it bring glory to God? Right. Whatever you get ready to do, right. Will it bring glory to God? I got scripture for all of them, but I'm not going to do that because I won't be all day. Question number two, will it lead into temptation? Praise God. Praise God, because y'all know the model prayer tell us don't be tempted. Praise God. You tell us, we ask in the model prayer, lead not to temptation. Right. Praise God. Number three, will it enslave me? You know what they mean by enslave? Amen. What I'm getting ready to do, is it going to be something that's going to capture me? Is it something that's going to hold me? Praise God. If I get involved with this person, is it something that's going to stop my growth in the Lord?
Yeah.
Praise God. If I decide that I'm going to drink this, will I get hooked on it?
Yeah.
If I decide that I'm going to take this drug for the first time, will it hook me for the rest of my life? Will it enslave me?
Good, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. You know, that boy looks good, or that girl, man, she's fine. But if you get involved with it, will you be enslaved? Because you do know you can get involved with some folk that'll tell you, man, you don't need to go to church. Man, I don't go and I'm doing all right. And because you think you're in love, when you used to get up on a Sunday morning and go to church, you find yourself laying in the bed. So that's one of those questions. Praise God. Will it enslave me? In other words, will it defile my body? Because you do know that your body is the temple of the Lord. Praise God. Don't you know that you were bought with a price? You were bought with a price. I'm talking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So when you walk in worthy, Praise God. One of those questions that you need to ask. Will it defile my body? Question number five. Will it damage my influence on others? Oh, Lord. Boy, I know. I know I'm doing the right thing. Boy, I ain't hear nobody but a couple folks said amen. Will it influence other folk? You know, some folks get out there and say, well, you know, that we all should be working on our own soul salvation with fear and the trembling. That's true. That's the word. But do you know that you could be a stumbling block for somebody else? You'll say anything. Let me try that again. Don't you know that you can be a stumbling block for somebody else? Oh boy, that's the idea that woke up now. I like that. I ain't hear too many in this middle. Don't you know that you can be a stumbling block for somebody? Let me tell you some of the people that you can be a stumbling block to. Oh boy. You got grandfathers. You got grandmothers who've been going to church all their life. They brought you to church. Praise God, got you. But you done got to the point now that you are grown. Praise God, you making some money. And guess what? I don't think I need to go to no church. You know who you, and you got children that's watching you. You got those around you who are watching you. Praise God, because they, if they look up to you, praise God, they are going, you are being a stumbling block for that child. Oh Lord, boy, I know I'm right today. Because guess what? Soon as that child steps out of place, the one that you didn't bring to church, the one that you didn't read the Bible to, soon as that child steps out of place and do something crazy, then you're going to be running looking for everybody you could that can call on the name of love. But see, you have been a stumbling block to that child. You let them know that church is not important. Praise God, hallelujah. So you need to ask yourself that question. Will it damage, praise God, my influence on other folk? Finally, number six. Does it create doubt about doing the will of my Father? Oh, Lord. Think about that for a minute. There's a scripture in Matthew that says, that you are the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, in other words, its flavor, look at the word, wherein shall it be salted? Goes on to say that it is good for nothing but to be what? Trampled or trodden under the foot of. That salt is nothing but your influence.
Yeah.
Every born-again believer who stands up and say that for God I live and it's for God that I'm going to die, praise God, let me tell you something. You got some influence. Amen. And let me tell you something. You don't want to lose that.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to lose that. So those are the six. Those are six questions. When you walking worthy of the Lord, and you decide that you want to step out, you want to do something on your own. Think about it. The six questions. Can I go through them real quick again? I wish I could have given them to us so they can write them on the board. Praise God. Will it bring glory to God? Will it lead into temptation? Will it enslave me? Will it defile my body? Will it damage my influence on others? And finally, does it create doubt about doing the will of my Father? See, when we can know God's will and we practice it, we shall walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. I'm talking about being fruitful in every good word. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I tell folks all the time, God, I'm far from being perfect. Somebody say, all of us. You're right. But guess what? I ain't walk anywhere I want to walk with my head up. Although I'm not perfect. I can go anywhere, walk anywhere, in any setting, with my head up. I'm talking about up. I don't have to worry about that one saying, oh. I don't have to worry about somebody saying, well, I know I saw him over here. I see Sister Carla's in here. I don't think I'm going to embarrass her. Something happened some years ago. Sister Carla said, gee whiz, how in the world Pastor Martin remember that? Thought about it when I was doing these questions. Sister Carla know where I'm getting ready to go. She know where I'm getting ready to go. We were in Walmart. And Sister Carla walked up behind me. I'm in line. And when I glanced back, y'all know how that Martinelli sparkling grape juice? You got the white, and you got the grape. And I just happened, I realized it was her behind my turn around. I said, how you doing? And she had about four or five of them bottles in her basket. You remember this now. She said, oh, that's not another drink. That's not another drink. She, I don't have to worry about nobody saying, well, I saw Pastor Martin in the store. Man, he had a cart full of liquor. Because I don't want to be a negative influence on somebody else. Praise God. Praise God. Last thing that Paul prayed. What the last thing? But Paul prayed that they might be strengthened. Put verse 11 back up on that marquee. Look what he says. He says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with what? Joyfulness. You see, once we know his will and we walk worthy of the Lord unto pleasing, praise God, this gives us strength, praise God, with all might. That word might just denotes power. And power means strength. And then we as Christians need the strength.